Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 082. Yes, this is Caffeination 82. We are in our new home. Same as the old name, but different layout completely. If you haven't had a chance, head on over to www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com, and check out the new digs. Hopefully you're hearing this in iTunes if you were subscribed in iTunes. If not, then you're probably hearing some message about, I'm sorry, but you need to head on over to therealcaffeination.com. Will the Real Caffeination please stand up and check out our new digs? But hopefully everybody's found the transition smooth. So, and if you weren't able to get any of the other episodes or you need a little catching up, all the episodes are here on the new server. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about the move and how everything went just as soon as we get rolling here on this Caffeination. Now, we were looking for some good music to kick things off right at the new server, so hopefully you'll enjoy this. We've played this artist before, but we think he deserves another shot because he's really good stuff going on. So first up, we have Mean Gene Kelton and the Diehards and a little song called I Love My Job. So here it is from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Again, it's Mean Gene Kelton and the Diehards with I Love My Job.
Sun is going down, I'm just getting up. Throw a shot of bourbon in a hot coffee cup. Adrenaline is popping, baby kisses me goodbye. Can't wait to get to work, it's when I come alive. I love my job. Every day I give my thanks to God. He lets me do what I love, and I love my job. Crank it up, count it off, kick it in the ass. Make my living watching pretty girls dance. Bending these strings, playing the blues. I love my job, now how about you? I love my job. I love my job. Every day I give my thanks to God. He lets me do what I love. I love my job. It's a real thing. So follow your dreams, answer your call. Just like me, you'll be singing this song. I love my job. I love my job. Every day I give my thanks to God. He lets me do what I love, and I love my job.
Hey, Gene.
What's up, AJ?
Man, do you have a guitar, playing this guitar?
Tired? Man, I never get tired of playing this old guitar. I may get tired from it, but I never get tired of it.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah, Curtis.
Hey, man, you think you might ever retire from the music business?
Man, I'm having too much fun playing music. I ain't never gonna retire. I'm just gonna keep on rocking, keep on rocking. Keep on rocking and keep on rocking, 'cause everybody knows that I love my job. I love my job. I love my job. Every day I give my thanks to God. He lets me do what I love, and I love my job. Every day I give my thanks to God. He lets me do what I love, and I love my job. Every day I give my thanks to God. He lets me do what I love, and I love my job.
Again, that was Mean Gene Kelton and the Diehards from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, with I Love My Job. Now, I like how that song starts out, like pretty much everything about that, and I gotta tell you, I consider doing this podcast as one of my jobs, and I gotta tell you, I love it. I think that we've been doing pretty good here so far, so good. So for everybody who's come back for a couple episodes, everybody who's come back for a little bit more punishment, we'd like to thank you for sticking around here at the Caffeination. For all of our new listeners, everybody who's found their way over to the new digs, hi and welcome. I guarantee we're not going to be moving like this again, so Now, I promised you I was going to talk a little bit about, and there's actually two little sections to allow me to talk a little bit about why exactly we made the move. So if you're one of the listeners from over at Podomatic.com, then you might wonder why we were moving, especially if you had ever gone over to the website, which is www.caffeination.com, by the way. Then you might wonder, you know, why exactly would we do this? Well, there's a lot of reasons, actually. I'm a control freak, at least digitally speaking. I like to have my fingers in almost every aspect of the development here. You know, I'd like to know that, you know, if the server goes down, there's something I can do about it. There's somebody I can complain to. And frankly, you know, with Podomatic, if the server went down, I had to wait until it was a weekday. So, I mean, that was all well and good for an up-and-coming podcast, but when I'm starting to accept sponsors and everything, you know, I have a certain level of accountability. The server has to be there or I don't get paid. So, I mean, quite frankly, I had to deal with that on one end. And another thing is I need to be able to move elements around on the page. I want to be able to throw things up. Like, if I talk about recipes, I want to be able to put the recipes up online. I want to be able to put links to it. So, you know, if you're out there and you're trying to find the perfect link to a coffee-related recipe, then I can help you out with it. You can head on over to one page, and you'll know exactly where that is. So if you were to head on over to caffeination.com right now, you'd actually see we have a whole bunch of new links up there. There's a little About the Producer section, which may or may not stick around. There's also some crazy stuff there, little recipes, a direct link to the coffee float recipe we had over at ineedcoffee.com. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me, is that your website? Believe me, I wish it was my website. No. I just happened to have the good fortune of being able to put a recipe up there and have them accept it. So hopefully they're going to accept a couple of the other ones that I'm working up, gearing up to do. We have one that specifically that I'm going to call Black Gold that we've tried here before. Another one, you know, we're going to throw up our review of spiced coffees and how to create your own. So hopefully they'll enjoy that. And hopefully you'll see them up online soon enough. So, all right, we have that, and I'd just like to ask people to head on over to the Caffeination, just check that out. And now, before we get too much further into the episode, we'd like to thank our sponsor who's continuing to support this podcast. This show is sponsored by GoToMeeting. Try it free for 45 days. Getting to and from meetings can be a real waste of time and money. Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session. Save time and money by meeting online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, invite people to meet you online. During your call, they can see your computer screen. Meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com and type in PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today, no credit card needed. Alright, so now that we have the sponsorship information out of the way, we can get down to the nitty-gritty of the rest of the episode. We're going to kind of blow through this because... like I said, I am a perfectionist, so I kept seeing little things that just weren't quite right with the site design, so I've been trying to tweak that. If you were to head to any of the sub-pages as they sit right now, such as the recipes section or the About the Producer, there's no heading image up there, so I spent accidentally like an hour and a half trying to figure out exactly what was going wrong over there, so still working on it, still trying to work my way through WordPress, which is now the blogging platform that we are on. So there's actually going to be a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on over there. We're going to be doing a little bit more blogging, I mean, not only on the personal side of things, but also just with Caffeination. So if you'd like to hear some news and stuff like that, you can head on over to Caffeination, even when there isn't an episode coming out, and you'll see all the crazy stuff. We're going to put links to that, hopefully build the fan base a little bit wider than it already is. So you're going to see all the crazy stuff that we link to and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's going to be kind of fun. All right, now, we have a couple things here in the tech tidbits section before we get rolling on to other stuff. So I just wanted to throw down a little bone and say to people that if you are listening to this podcast, somehow you have it, but you don't have it updated in your iTunes thing, this is how you go about getting it into iTunes. You open up iTunes, as we are now going to do right now, because I am actually subscribed to my own show just to make sure that... everything's working correctly. And when I first started the show, I wasn't subscribed to it. You know, I would just listen to the original files. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I guess everything's working out all right. But every once in a while, I would upload something and it would just wouldn't work. There's no other way to say it. It just wouldn't function. So, all right, so you open up your version of iTunes. You click on the podcast link on the left-hand side. Then you go up to Advanced. It's one of the menus up top. And you click Subscribe to Podcast. Now you're going to type in the thing that I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to type in http://www.caffination.com/feed. That's F-E-E-D. Then hit enter, and it's going to pull down the new caffeination for you so that you have it. We're trying to work on getting our old feed moved over to this one, so which is basically we talk to the guys over at Podomatic who have a great service. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about them, because they really are the reason that we actually ended up doing the podcast for as long as we did, because I didn't have to worry about any of the technology behind the scenes. I could just concentrate on trying to create a half-decent podcast for you. So, hopefully it'll work out, and the feed will forward, and anybody subscribed in iTunes is going to hear the new message, so you're going to be hearing this, as opposed to my, if you're hearing this, you're on the wrong server kind of thing. Alright, so let's get on with the episode here. Now, there's been a whole bunch of news out there about the next generation consoles. You know, the Xbox 360 has already been out for a while. Alright, good. That's the one I have, so everything's working out fine with that. Haven't had too many problems, haven't had too many issues. The only thing I'd say is, you know, I wish the backwards compatibility was getting a little bit sped up, because I have a lot of games that just don't work on the new console. So, alright. And apparently, all of the consoles that are supposedly have backwards compatibility, you're having some issues with that, and it's understandable, because you're trying to use old games on new hardware. Doesn't always work. Alright, now I'm not going to sit here and tell you stories about how three morons stood in line for 6 days to get a PlayStation 3 or something like that, because you don't really get any, I mean, it just irritates me, because you don't get any prize for doing that. Nobody comes up to you and say, you know what, you're such a good fan of our console, you don't have to pay full price. No. You still have to pay full price. You still have to pay all applicable sales taxes and everything else, but you just don't get anything. You just happen to get the console first. So I never really saw that. I mean, nobody ever comes out around and gives prizes. Well, I mean, a couple people, you know, a couple of the minor news stories, you know, did little featurettes on these people, and like basically they came off looking like gigantic nerds who have absolutely no life. One guy who was first in line in New York for the Wii actually had a wife, which we're still not sure how that worked out, because, you know, somebody who's that obsessed with consoles, how did he have time to woo this woman? So we really don't know, but still. All right, the one thing that we do have linked up here in the show notes is a little story on some of the violence that occurred during the night. Yes. PS3, apparently some Best Buy in the middle of the country, sent everyone away at 2:30 a.m. in the morning because it was 30 degrees outside and people were having issues. So when they came back and converged upon the spot at 8 a.m. the next morning, there several fistfights broke out as people tried to regain their supposedly rightful places in line. All right, and then also, in some other, I don't know, I don't have the exact story here linked up, but in some other community, somebody started doing drive-bys of the lines, but not with guns or anything like that, just with BB guns, just enough to be irritating, and I don't know, it was just pretty much madness about the whole thing. Like I said, I really don't understand the idea behind sitting in line for that long, because nobody's really going to give you anything. Alright. Now, in regards to a lot of those people who were standing in line and having people push, try and get by them and everything like that, now, I found a little gadget over at the sci-fi blog, so it's sci-fi.com, or blog.sci-fi.com. Now, it's crazy. What this is it's a no-contact jacket. It sends an 80,000-volt pure electrical charge through the outside of the jacket into whoever happens to grab onto your jacket. Now, I have a couple different problems with this. First off, it's a jacket. It's supposed to be functional, you know, in more ways than one. It would have had to be really warm for, you know, this jacket to actually be, you know, worth it. Because, I mean, what happens if you get attacked in the wintertime and it's not heavy enough to be used? I mean, there's very little real just plain light jacket weather left, at least where I live. So, I mean, this would have to be a very fully functional jacket. It'd have to have, like, multiple linings and everything. But that's, you know, just purely functional. And then second of all, it would have to be waterproof. Because what would happen if you were outside in a rainstorm, you had your little no-contact jacket in there, you had your hands in your pockets, and you accidentally set off the charge? If it was raining out, would it short circuit? Would it zap you? I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things that are out there. So I wonder what exactly the process would be. How would you test that out? Would you strap the jacket to somebody and try it? But still. All right. That's enough on that one. We're just moving right along here. Now, we have a little robot section here today. Now, I love robots, and if anybody ever question that, is I just think they're cool. I just think it's an extension of mankind's reach into the computer world that they can actually animate these objects and make them do certain things. So it just kind of strikes me as cool. And lately, the robots are getting more and more functional. It's not just like, oh, it's a robot hand that can help a surgeon during surgery. No, no, no. These are like, at the World Cup, apparently, there was a school of robots that were wandering around using GPS units to track their positioning and monitor the crowds. So they were also looking at, biological warfare and stuff like that. They were checking out all these different environmental factors as they were wandering around, and they would help police figure out exactly what was going on. So it was kind of cool. That alone was pretty nifty. Now China is doing patrol bots. They have these really strange things that look kind of like the robot from Lost in Space, but I don't know exactly how this works, but the ugly thing is going to patrol your neighborhood, quote-unquote, high-quality residential districts. So basically, rich people's neighborhoods are going to have these funky little robots wandering around, making sure that everybody toes the line. So now, this is just crazy. I don't know exactly how that would be. Now, it would be really cool if they could get a hand on some of those Samsung, the robots, the ones that we talked about on the last... Yeah, robots. The ones that we talked about on the last show that can fire, like, 200,000... bullets a second or a minute or something like that. It'd just kind of be fun. Actually arm these things so that if they see a bad guy breaking into your house, they don't just sound off the alarm or anything. They take him out. Then again, you might have a couple lawsuits on your hands, but still, I just think it'd be kind of cool. Now, the next thing we have is not a robot, but it should qualify as one because it is the largest man-made machine on the planet that is mobile. And when you first look at it, you're going to think that this is something out of a giant science fiction cartoon. It's built in 1978, by the German steel company Krupp. This giant trench digger, known as Bagger 288, was designed for opening mining trenches. So this is a gigantic, it looks like a gigantic circular saw. And they actually have some... There's two different links I have up here. One's the Engadget article on it, and another one's the actual a webpage where they got all the stuff from. Now, this thing is massive. It looks like a battleship rolling across the plains here. It actually ate a bulldozer. It accidentally picked up a bulldozer and crushed it. So, I mean, that's the kind of power you're talking here. Now, I was looking at this, I was going, wow, I wonder how I could work that into the segment on robots. Now, if you remember in the last show, we actually were talking a little bit about a sommelier. I know I screwed that up again. One of our listeners has been trying to help me out with my pronunciation a little bit, and he actually corrected me and said that they're not responsible for tasting wines, cheeses, and meats and everything. They're responsible for the pairing of cheeses and meats to wine. That's the correct way of saying it. So the reason that the robot could taste cheeses and meats was because it needed to find the correct items to pair the wine with. So I had to speak very specifically on that because I screwed it up a couple times just talking to myself. So, yeah. Now, imagine, this all comes back to play because the cameraman on one of the crews who was working with this robot actually put his hand in front of it and was identified as bacon. And then another cameraman put his hand in front of it and was identified as prosciutto. So what would happen if this robot got a hold of this giant machine? I think we would all be hors d'oeuvre trays at that point. It'd be kind of crazy, but still, I just thought it was kind of interesting. And I know that's a real long way to go for an association there, so... Yeah, please excuse me again. It's pretty late. We're actually doing our latest taping in quite a while. It's past midnight here, so we're officially on Monday. So if you're expecting to download this episode normally as early on Sunday, it just didn't quite happen this week. But we're going to try and cut it a little bit short, although I've been babbling, so I don't think that's actually going to work. All right, we have a link up here. I don't know exactly how we're going to fit this in, but basically Canon has a new digital SLR out. Now, if you're not really sure what a digital SLR is, then you really don't need to pay that much attention to this. But basically, let's just say it's a really fancy digital camera. I mean, everybody has seen or has had one of the really the nice point-and-shoot digital cameras. Basically, you just open up the lens, you click, and you go. You save the files on your computer and the whole nine yards, and it's done. Well, a digital SLR is kind of like the pro-level digital camera. These usually don't have the giant viewfinder that you see on most digital cameras. You do have to do everything through the actual viewfinder, the tiny one like the eye. I know I'm babbling again. You have to do everything through the normal viewfinder as if you were using a normal camera. They just come with a lot of extra software and a lot of extra options on them to make them that much better. So it's a digital single lens reflex, if you really want to know what it means, but still. Want to move on from that, not focusing exactly on what this camera is and what it can do, but rather that this is the first time that somebody has applied intellectual property rights to the firmware and the software that run on the camera. Now, one of the crazy license agreement parts of this, it says that there's a separate license agreement for the software that's on the camera as opposed to the software that you install on your computer, and that Canon specifically does not transfer the ownership of the software. You cannot do anything to this camera. So if you find like some hack to be able to allow it to do something that it's not originally designed to do, then you cannot do that because you don't own the software that's on the camera. In fact, Canon does not have to actually support the software that's on your camera. Should they stop developing it and say, you know what, we're never going to use it again, you're out of luck. It's just crazy how it's worded. And I don't know how well they're going to get by with this, because traditionally the people who buy SLRs are a little bit more technological than the people who don't. I mean, your average consumer is not going to go out, pick up an SLR and say, okay, I really don't like this, or I'm not really sure exactly how this works. No, somebody who goes out and gets an SLR actually has a very good working knowledge of technology, both of photography and of, you know, just basically technology in general. You find very few people who have an SLR and go, yeah, you know, I just thought it was a really good digital camera. Because it doesn't come across that, and it's not sold as that. You can actually switch the lenses out on these things. They're very complicated, and they're very cool. But still, I just wanted to give people a little bit of a warning that Canon's new EOS 1D has crazy licensing restrictions that are attached to it. So you might want to give a watch if you're in the market for an SLR. Now we're going to finally end up the tech tidbit section here with a complete bit of nonsense. The next generation wireless network. Has this gone too far? Basically, somebody went out and took the old idea of a tin can and a string, cut the string in between the two tin cans, and made some kind of wireless device in between the two of them. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, kind of cheesy, but still kind of fun. I mean, this is the kind of thing I could imagine. Like, now, there's no price on it or anything, but it's kind of like a walkie-talkie, but I could really imagine this being a hit with kids, because, I mean, it looks really fun. I mean, it's just two pieces, or it looks like two cups with speakers in the middle of it and a piece of string coming out the bottom of it. So, now, it says they just might be a concept, but I just think this is a really cool idea, and I think somebody should really pick up on it and try and market it to children, because, I mean, everybody's seen the old things with the two tin cans on a string in between them, and, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of kids would try that out and would definitely use this. So it's just an interesting little idea. Now that wraps up our tech tidbit section here today. I know it's a little disjointed. We're trying to get everything working and create quality programming, and this is what you get. Sorry about the product tonight, but I hope that you're going to enjoy the rest of the show. We don't have too much more, but we have a little bit of general information, a little bit of caffeinated bits explaining a little bit more about the recipe section that's going to be going up on the site. And but first, we have a little bit more music from the PodSafe Music Network. First up, or second up, actually, here we have Mark Kerr and his song Low Down Dirty Shame. Has kind of a little bit of a Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Stevie Ray Vaughan vibe to it, so I hope you like that. Again, here's Mark Kerr from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, with Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Thing. longer gonna play this game. Cause this ain't nothing but a low-down dirty shame.
Song Lowdown Dirty Shame from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. We've been finding some really good blues rock artists there on the PodSafe Music Network, so hopefully you can head on over there and check that out. It's been kind of great, kind of crazy here lately, so we've been trying to find some good stuff, trying to introduce you to some new artists, because I have a tendency to, you know, pick up a couple different artists and say, you know what, I really like their sound, I'm going to really start harping on that artist. I want you to hear more and more and more of his stuff. But I was like, you know what? If you want to hear more of his stuff, you can head on over to the PodSafe Music Network using the links that are in our show notes. So if you're listening to this podcast on the stream over at the Tech Podcast Network, then you can find it at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. That is our new home. If you are a new listener, hello, welcome. We're usually not this crazy, but just slightly off. And thank you for listening. If you want to send me comments, suggestions, feedback, email, hate mail, whatever else, you can send it to caffeination@gmail.com. You can go over to MySpace and join our MySpace friends account at myspace.com/caffeination. And you can go over to my personal blog and read some of the thoughts over there at puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. All these show notes and everything are going to be up on the Caffeination, as well as a weekly posting or two of of import of a note. We're going to be posting recipes. We're going to be posting a whole bunch of crazy stuff over at the website, so hopefully you're going to enjoy it. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We're also proudly listed over at Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. It's a social podcasting network site with it's kind of like MySpace for podcasts, all kind of crazy stuff. So you can head on over there, see all the shows that we listen to and all the shows that they listen to and that they listen to and so on and so on and so on. You can head on over to our blog, like I said, and we're still encouraging people to participate in our season of giving here at the Caffeination. We have two charities up there for your consideration. Again, the Coffee for the Troops, basically, because we think it's a great thing. This week, they went up another 15,000 cups, so they're currently at 1,434,000 32 cups of coffee. So if you go over to that website that we have linked up in our show notes and you buy one $4 8-ounce bag of coffee, I know it's a little bit expensive for coffee, but this is gourmet coffee and you want to give the troops the good stuff. So after you pick up the stuff for yourself, you can donate one 8-ounce bag of coffee for $4. They will match your donation and send a duplicate bag with it. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know the overhead costs associated with that one, but there are no overhead costs associated with the next charity that we're talking about here. This is the Child's Play charity run by the guys over at Penny Arcade, a wonderful little webcomic they got going on over there. Now, this is a... this is an interesting charity, and it's very close to my heart, and I'm trying not to babble on this, but they have hospitals from literally all over the world. There's a hospital in Hawaii. There's hospitals all over the United States. There's three hospitals in Canada. One in, I don't know the name of the that country, but at least one in England. It's actually in Liverpool. Two in Australia. So, I mean, this is a literal worldwide charity. And the best part about this, there is no overhead. The guys from Penny Arcade are eating all the administrative costs from this, and any dollars you donate go directly to the hospital that you specify, or just the fund in general, and then are split up. Any toys you donate, you can send them to a specific hospital, so that if you live near a hospital, like I live near the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania, if you live near that hospital and you want all your donations to go there, then you can tell them and they will. That's just awesome. And it helps kids that are in the hospital over the holidays. So it's a real fun time. You head on over there, you can read their mission statement, you can read everything else they talk about. Basically, here's the lowdown. It says, since 2003, gamers have banded together and through registered Seattle based charity Child's Play, over $1 million in donations of toys, games, and books and cash for sick kids in hospitals across North America and the world have been collected since their inception. We collect no administration fees or other charges. 100% of all gifts and donations go directly to our partner hospitals to help make a life a little brighter for a sick child. Now, I just think this is such a cool charity that's why I keep talking about it here on the podcast. And hopefully you don't get bored and turn off your iPod or whatever else you're listening to us on. So hopefully this is working out for you. And moving on here, a little bit of caffeinated bits for you today. Then we're going to send you on your way. Again, thanks everybody for sticking with us through this. This has been kind of fun, and I know it hasn't been a normal episode, so hopefully you're enjoying the way this is going. Now, I just want to explain a little bit about what the new recipe section is going to be. There's going to be a tab at the top of the page over at caffeination.com that says recipes. You can head there right now. In there, you're going to find all the recipes that we talk about here on the Caffeination. So if I go on over to the Food Network and find a crazy recipe for how to make coffee like cowboys did, you're going to be able to find the link just to that recipe there. Now, we've had a lot of people say, okay, well, I really want to know where to go to find this, or I really want to know to go to find that, and they don't remember what show it's on. So the best way for me to put that information out there is to have one static resource for all the recipes that we talk about here. And I've been writing a lot of recipes, coffee-related things myself, so I was like, you know what? What better place to do it? What better place to link all this information than just a dedicated recipe section? So we're going to be talking a little bit about next show anyway. We're going to be talking a little bit about a recipe that I've talked about before here on the Caffeination, but I now have a name for it, now have a definitive recipe for it. It's called Black Gold. It's a mixture between instant coffee and instant espresso, a couple little spices. Eats a hole in your stomach. It's the good stuff that is powering this show, so you can tell if I'm a little bit more hyper than usual, it's because of that stuff, so hopefully you'll enjoy that. And then there's also a link up in the recipe section to a coffee float, which is something that I actually designed and was sitting there in the kitchen going, you know what? Everybody else comes up with recipes. I bet I could too. And just started sifting through the ingredients that we had there in the kitchen. I was like, you know what? Well, all right. First off, got to include coffee. That's a given here. And now what do you never mix with coffee? Well, you never mix milk with coffee. I wonder what that would do to your stomach. So then I started moving from there and actually created something that tastes just like an ice cream float, but coffified. We're going to start trying to coin words here, but coffee-o-fied, something like that. I don't know. You can head on over to ineedcoffee.com. It's been posted there for a little while, and you can see all that. It's kind of cool, so hopefully you're going to like that and try that. And nobody's really told us what they think of it, so hopefully everybody likes it. But and you should definitely head on over to ineedcoffee.com because they have webcomics, they have a whole bunch of stuff all related to coffee and caffeine-related stuff. It's good stuff over there. All right, we'd just like to thank everybody who's helped us out with this episode. You know who you are. Give you a little bit of information, then send you along your way. We're rocking almost 38 or 36 minutes here, so hopefully I didn't lose your interest too much after all the technology stuff, and hopefully I didn't bore you with all the server stuff. But still, promise episode's going to be a much better next time. Really, really I do. All right, again, you can send us comments, suggestions, hate mail, email, whatever else you feel like doing over at caffeination@gmail.com. The website for this show that you are currently listening to is www.caffeination.com. Our MySpace friends account is myspace.com/caffeination, and our personal blog is over at puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. So this podcast has been brought to you by the letter C, the good folks over at WordPress and PodPress, and a whole bunch of other stuff, so hopefully you enjoyed it and you like the way the site looks. Until next time, thanks everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.